Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today's show is going to be a continuation of Biz Bites with Bonnie from last week. And if you didn't listen to the episode last week, you may want to go back and listen to it because it's part of a sort of a three-part continuation. I had recently done a survey of people who, you know, who are entrepreneurs or on the journey, and ask them what they're struggling with, what they need to, what they wish they knew more about, so that we could tailor some of these episodes on those topics. And one of the hot topics that came up was clarity, and clarity around your ideal client and your niche. And so last week's episode, we talked about the ideal client and went through a little exercise that required some personal reflection to help you to get to that. So like I said, if you haven't listened to that show, you may want to go back and listen to it. Today, we're going to continue that. Now, I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But first, I always want to take time, because I really think this is so important. I want to take time to thank you all for being here, for listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I am so honored that you do that. And so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Because, you know, time is our most precious asset. And I've often said that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. And I really do believe that. And so maybe that's you. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. Leave your mark. Make an impact. So if that's you, that's maybe why you've decided to join us on the show today. And if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find the content that I share, whether I have a guest or whether it's just Biz Bites with Bonnie, is valuable for you as you are on your own journey. And I always want to remind you that you'll find links to all the things that we talk about on every show on the show page below this recording. So the link to BonnieGressel.com, which is my main website, is a place where you can find links to all the other podcast directories that you can hear this show on. And I also have always have a gift for you. And I mentioned the survey just a bit ago. If you haven't taken the survey yet and would like to, please do that. The link is below. And I have a free gift for you for taking that survey as well. And I always want to encourage you to join our group at Entrepreneur Mastery, which is a Facebook group, or you can also join my page, which is Coach Bonnie Gressel. And I'm very active in all of those pieces. So if you're looking for inspiration every day, being able to connect with other like-minded people, you may want to check those things out. So let's get into our topic for today. Last week, we talked about your ideal client. And I had you start by thinking about you. Who did you used to be when you struggled with X, with whatever it was, whether it was your health or weight issues, relationship issues, finances, your career, confidence, happiness, depression, whatever it was? Who were you? Who did you used to be? And using that reflection on who you used to be really helps you to find who your ideal client is, who your what that niche is. And when we talk about niche, we talk about what you lead with, because you might serve people outside of that niche, so to speak, but it's not where you put your energy. It's not where you put your energy and time in marketing and the things that you do and how you present yourself. That's why that focused niche is so important. Because if you try to serve everyone, I mean, a lot of us have all kinds of things that we can help people with, right? But if you lead with all those things, it just kind of gets cluttered and confusing to people. So we need to focus that in and lead with one thing. Doesn't mean that you can't do other things, but you lead with that one thing. So an example of that is, like, I I struggled with this for a long time. It was, you know, how to build my business, how to get clients, how to all that sort of stuff. And when I finally was able to focus on leading with reaching more people through podcasting, or really any type of publishing videos, podcasting, but I lead with podcasting. That's my thing. So that's what I want to be known for, is someone who can help you to use podcasting as a tool in your business to expand your business. And people often say that podcasting is a business and you make money just on that. And I come from a slightly different perspective, maybe, because I don't think that podcasting is a business in and of itself. I think podcasting is a tool to use in your business to get more business, whatever that business is. And so I take a slightly different approach than other people who teach podcasting, I guess, out there. But that's my lead. That's what I lead with. And that's what you want your niche around, is one particular target. You know, whether it's women who have are struggling with weight issues, whether it's men who have issues or struggles around dating or depression or whatever. And I'm not saying that men and women, that's specific for it, but you kind of get my drift. You have to focus on something. So starting with who you are, or better yet, who you used to be, that allows you to be able to identify who you can most serve. Because I think that we experience things in life for a reason. I mean, there's a purpose to that, right? And we experience what we do so that we can live our purpose. That's just a Bonnieism, I guess. That's my belief, is that we experience what we do in this lifetime so that we can help others to have an easier time, to get there, wherever there is, faster, to make it easier for people. That's our gift to give people then. And so last week we talked about you a little bit in that regard, so that you could identify your ideal client. And then we worked on creating an avatar for that ideal client. Now today we're going to talk about, okay, now we know who we're meant to serve, who we are there for. Now we're going to talk about how to do that. I believe it starts with your why, you know, your goals. What do you want to achieve? But not just what, why do you want to achieve it? So taking some time to think about what really drives you, because you have to have that fire in your belly, sometimes I say, you know, to make it through difficult times, because in anything, there will be some difficult times. So think about what you want to accomplish, how you want to serve, and then really, the more important question is, why do you want this to be what you do? Why do you want to go there? Because that's what you really need to identify first. And then, you know, the whole saying, if you build it, they will come, is not necessarily true. You know, there's some action steps involved, right? There's some work to do, this marketing to do, all kinds of things, which we're not going to get into that so much today. But I want you to think about why you want to do this, why this is so important to you. And now let's talk about how you can find those people, those ideal clients that we identified last week. So how can you find those people? Can you connect with them? Are they easy to find? Are they in groups? Are they in associations? Have you seen them where they hang out online, in blogs or on social media? And another question to ask is, are they willing to invest? Is their why big enough to invest to get out of that difficult situation that they're in? I'll give you a little example of when I went through this process the very first time. This was years ago, but I'm a nurse practitioner, and I had the headache clinic in a large multi-specialty clinic in neurology, and then also in my own practice. And then when I closed my physical office, I thought I would go online. And so migraine management and headache management was what I knew best. And so I started there. And I knew that I could connect with those people. I knew that they hung out in certain forums and certain groups, and I did all those things. And it was good. And I did webinars, and people loved my free stuff. They loved it. They were so grateful. I had such wonderful comments from people all over the world. But the thing is, they couldn't invest, or they didn't, you know, their money was going elsewhere. It was going for medications and doctor's visits and things like that, or they were on disability. And so I didn't go through all those steps of, yes, I could find them. Yes, I could connect with them, but could they invest? No, they couldn't invest, or they didn't, or their husband, you know, I know a couple of people said, my husband says, if I spend money on one more thing, you know, so it's, there were all those other issues. Now that's a whole nother topic when people say that they can't invest. But in this sense, I mean, if they were on disability, you know, I guess that that probably was part of it. And plus the medications were helping and the doctor's visits were helping. And I was really focusing more on the things that they could do more in a holistic sense. So needless to say, my migraine program really did not work. I mean, I sold a few little programs, but I never really got to the big piece. So how about you? You know, what about you in terms of what you've learned along the way? I mean, from that experience, as well as from other, you know, things that happened and mentors I've had in the past, I learned how to do things differently. What have you learned? I would imagine that if you're on the entrepreneur journey, you've probably downloaded some free reports, read a bunch of books. I mean, you're probably one of those learning people, because people who are of an entrepreneur mindset tend to be lifetime learners. They just do. That's probably you too. So take note of all the things that you've learned. You know, make a list of all the things that you've learned, things that you've done through, you know, learning through experience or learning through some training or whatever. What are all those things that you have learned along your journey that have gotten you to where you are today? And like I talked about last week, it doesn't mean you have to be like way far ahead of your ideal clients. You just have to be a step or two ahead, just enough so that you can help them get to the next level. And as you're working with people, I mean, I can say from my own experience, as you work with people, you just continue to learn yourself and you learn from them. And so it's you're just going to keep going forward anyway. So all you have to do really is be a step or two ahead of where they are today, which is kind of where you were the way you used to be. And another thing to think about is, what do you love to do? What do you love to share, love to teach, love to talk with people about? And what are the questions that people are always asking you? You know, there's probably some theme. There's a common theme. And if you just pay attention to it, you'll notice it. If we don't pay attention to it, we don't always notice it. But pay attention to the things that people like to talk to you about, like to ask you. Are you saying the same types of things? Do people always say, let's take weight loss as an example. Say you lost a bunch of weight and people will always ask, how did you do that, right? How did you do that? So those are clues to you as to how you can deliver and what you can deliver. So make a list of all the things that you've either done, experienced, learned, whatever, along your journey that's taken you from who you used to be to who you are now, wherever that is on that continuum. But also think about what you don't love. There are always things in any business that you're going to not be so happy that you have to do, right? But there are probably things that come to mind that you really know, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do this, because life is too short to not do what you love. So I'd say focus mostly on the stuff you love to do and less on the stuff you don't like to do. There's probably always going to be some, but you can outsource that if you don't want to do it or whatever. But don't take your desire for happiness out of the equation, because that's part of this too. So then think about what you can offer your ideal client to get them to know you a little bit better. This would be your opt-in. You know, they sign up for something. I'm sure you've signed up for millions of things. I know I have. There's a freebie, something of value that's free. But in return, you give them your name and email. You want your ideal clients to do that too. So you want them to be able to, you know, really want that freebie that you have, whether it's a PDF, a free report, an audio, a video, or whatever it is, creating that. It's that quote, ethical bribe, right? It's And giving value to someone for free doesn't cost them anything, but you are asking them for something. You're asking them for their name and email and their time to consume whatever it is that you have for free. And the last thing I'd like you to think about, would you introduce yourself? How do you say who you are and what you do? This is sort of your core message, and we might do another episode on the core message because I think it's a really important piece of all of this as well. So for this week, I want you to think about make a list of all the things that you've learned, experiences that you've had that bring you to who you are today. That's what you have to share with your ideal client. So next week, I'm going to have a replay of an interview that I did with Cindy Schultzen. She's a wonderful coach, and she talks a lot about building your brand around your offer and your ideal client in your niche. And I know you're going to love her interview. So I'm going to play that next week. So until next time, remember, anything is possible as long as you believe.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.